Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Okay, this is a story now that will really get your head up. We know for a fact because it is a bugbear of a lot of people. Dog waste, dog fouling that goes unpunished around the country, in the urban areas especially, and the rural towns and so on. The story at the weekend, the Irish Independent, they went digging and discovered that there were only 37 fines issued last year for dog waste left behind in parks and streets and so on. Nationwide, 37 fines. In Dublin City, the number was zero, as though there's no dog fouling at all in Ireland. So local authorities describe it as an offence. It's very difficult to police. There are technically on-the-spot fines, but it is not really being policed at all. In fact, the rule is dog fouling and dog littering is illegal in Ireland. If your dog poos in a public place, you must remove it and dispose of it in a proper and clean way. If you don't pick it up, it's €150 on-the-spot fine, which almost doesn't exist. All of the fines they tracked down from various council to council involved a witness who identified the person who's left their dog's poo behind. They have to have evidence that they record or photograph it and then go to court to testify that they've seen that person, which doesn't sound like an Irish thing that would ever happen at all. Anyway, there's a writer with the Irish Independent, Katie Harrington, down in Cork, and she has been radicalised by this whole scenario. Katie Harrington, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you? Are you on your rage levels?
My rage level is actually very low this morning, but the minute we start talking about people not picking up their dog waste after them, it's gonna go sky high.
This is very important to your life because you have two dogs. What are they called?
I have one dog. She is my rescue lurcher, Nelly, and the love of my life. And then I'm actually minding my parents' dog. They have a rescue greyhound called Lara. So, yeah, two big dogs who I walk twice a day and obviously do a lot of pooing. How do I put that nicely? I don't know how to say it, but yeah.
That's what dogs will
I
do.
I pick up them. It's what dogs do. But yeah, the I suppose walking kind of twice a day, you do become a little bit radicalized because there's a lot of dog owners that just leave the house with their dog poo bag, so never intend to pick them up, or just, you know, are on the phone while they're watching their dog take a crap on the path and just walk by. So I've started kind of becoming a bit of a vigilante about it.
Oh,
so,
good. Fair play. Somebody has to.
Yeah, I mean, I take the law into my own hands, but I'm a peaceful vigilante. I'm not inciting rage here.
And you pick up your dog's poo all the time and you bring your bags.
Meticulously. I mean, look, we really have to. I don't have kids myself, but like to me, like when you get a dog, this is part and parcel of it. You can't have a kid and say, I'm not going to change nappies. You know, it's ridiculous. So if you get a dog, this is part of being a responsible dog owner. It's also really disgusting. I don't know. I kind of like set myself a little challenge in like Cork, Kerry, Dublin, Brime all the time. Like how far can you get on one of our streets or beaches without seeing dog poo that's been left? So it's kind of amusing and the piece is a little bit tongue in cheek, but actually is really serious. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I spoke to a wheelchair user for the piece. He said this is like a constant bugbear of theirs that they're, you know, going through dog poo and then traipsing it back into their house. The visually impaired are desperately affected by this issue. Parents who are pushing buggies around. A friend of mine in Drumcondra told me that during the pandemic it got so bad around where they are, people were circling in chalk the dog poo and writing messages to the owners. So there are other vigilantes out there. I'm just trying to radicalise more people because we really have to do something about it. It's disgusting.
You actually go around picking it up yourself. This is other people's dog waste.
I do. I actually shamed a lady in our park. I think shame is actually a very good tactic for Irish people, but I'm quite passive aggressive. So I ran after one lady who was on the phone and I just said, look, your dog just went behind you. I have a bag if you'd like it, a spare bag. She said that I'm on the phone. So I went and made a big song and dance about picking up her dog's poo then and putting it in the bin. But she wasn't shamed. Her dog is lovely. She's not so great. But I do think we can, you know, I don't want to just have a moan about it because moaning does nothing. But I do really think there are things that we can do. First of all, dog owners have to take responsibility. Every time you leave the house, I stuff my pockets full of every jacket I have is full of dog poop. You can get the things that go on your leads, the little dispensers. There's loads of things you can do. I see some people carry the kind of American style dog poopers with the scoop pooper scoopers with them, you know.
Oh, what's that?
So there's loads of things, you know, the kind of the American style ones. So they don't want to obviously get down on their hands and knees and pick up the dog poo and put it in the bag.
Yeah.
So they have like kind of the pooper scooper with them. I mean, it's a bit arduous to carry one around, but I do also think like there's a really good some smart entrepreneur who's listening can invent a great thing that's going to make the millions, makes it easy. But, you know, gloves in your pocket, whatever your tactic is, you just got to pick it up. There's no excuses. You know, you can't leave it there because it's really mounting up and it's vile.
I mean, it's incredible. I'm reading your article this morning, the 2024 survey by Vision Ireland. A third of visually impaired respondents had been personally affected by dog waste in public spaces and it made their lives a misery. So, I mean, for them alone, I presume are most people picking it up and this is the few that are ruining it all for everyone else?
Yeah, I spoke to a man in my local park in Cork yesterday and he said, what are you doing? Because I was getting my picture taken for the piece. And I said, and also Cork people are nosy. And I said to him, I'm writing about dog poo. It's amazing how exacerbated he got. He said, look, I think it gives all dog owners a bad name, the ones who don't pick up after them. So I think we need to, it's kind of a multi-pronged approach to like fixing this problem. First of all, I think dog owners themselves need to be better. We need to call out other dog owners who don't. And if anyone's listening who has a dog who doesn't pick up them, you've got to do it. It's so selfish to leave it on the street for other people to look after. So every time you walk your dog, you've got to pick up after them. I don't care if they're off the lead, if they go in the weeds, you just got to do it. It's got to be kind of like a zero tolerance, no excuses thing, because clearly, as you said, our colleagues in the newsroom and the Independent did that investigation. The fines are not working. Well, they're not being issued out and they're not working. But I also think, you know, if you in your local park, if there's not a good bin, if there's not a dispenser for dog poo bags that I see now some places in Kerry have spotted that they actually provide the bags for you, if you're not happy with the solutions, you know, call your local council, call your local TD, whoever you voted for the last election, you know, tell them that this is something that they need to have on their radar because, you know, there's only so much you can do as an owner. We need to have practical solutions and bins as well. You know, let's make life easier for dog owners because a quarter of people in Ireland have a dog at the moment. That's a lot of dogs walking out every day.
Like
that's a lot of dogs going to the toilet.
Of all the households in Ireland have a dog. I find it very strong. But those figures probably have gone up since all those lockdowns and everything. We're getting lots of messages about this already. I counted 87 instances of dog feces in my local council. I contacted them afterwards and they thanked me for letting them know. That's in for man. Killiney Hill in Dublin has lots of dog poo and then school groups of kids come in for activities. That's as the point you're making, that it can cause illness and it's very dangerous as well. Dog fouling is a big problem in Dunleary Rathdown. The council should bring in DNA testing of the dog poo like other European countries. This has happened in France.
It has. So in France, they were a small picturesque town in France was so irritated by people doing this that they started swabbing the dog poop. And then if the dog is chipped, they can just send it. So it's not about an on-the-spot fine. They just send you the fine in the mail, like you get your penalty point if you were speeding, etc. So they've been trialing that this year to see if that will work as a good deterrent. I think Irish people are actually really conscientious and we live in such a beautiful country. I think if we just... I would hope that it wouldn't come to fining. I hope people could just be a little bit more copped on about like how disgusting it is, you know, to leave your dog's shit anywhere behind you and expect someone else to come and pick it up. I mean, I'll do it under duress, but really I think, you know, individual dog owners and then the councils being a bit more clued up. There's probably like really smart people listening to your show today that have brilliant ideas that could work. I'm not one of those people, but like, you know, I do think we just have to have a collective approach that we're going to try and tackle this because it's disgusting. It's everywhere. Cities, beaches. And I mean, I think about, I don't have kids, like I said, kids playing on the beach and someone's like, let their dog go and then they've just kicked sand over it. That is disgusting.
That's
and as
right,
you said, really a proper health thing. So I know I'm kind of like being tongue in cheek about it, but it is actually really disgusting
there
and a really serious issue.
A ban on dogs on some beaches, which again is just not at all policed.
Loads
of messages coming in this. The street and footpaths of most towns are disgusting as a result. As a dog owner, we're responsible for our dogs. Be responsible to pick up after them. I notice over Christmas with dark mornings and the evenings, people don't pick it up because they feel they can get away with it at those times. We should all become poo police, like yourself, Katie, within our towns, not be afraid to do the right thing. That's from Helen. And actually, someone texting in from Dunleary Rathdown, your colleagues, you mentioned your colleagues did all the digging. There were zero fines in 2024. For a dog fouling. There was one in 2022 and one in 2023 and now it's down to zero. They're doing a little bit better in Fingal where there were four fines. But I mean, it's an enormous issue. They're ludicrous figures for a whole year.
Yeah, I really like the term poo police. I didn't think that in my poo career police. I'd be forever associated with dog crap, but here we go. You know, but it just shows you, doesn't it, Oliver, that this affects everyone. Dog owners, anyone who walks, anyone who crosses the street in Ireland, it's something that really grinds people's gears. And the reaction that the piece is getting online in the Irish Independent proves that. So I think it's just like, it's something that we've got to tackle collectively. It's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's fault. And if people are leaving the house, you know, you wouldn't leave the house without the lead or without your coat or without your wallet. You've got to be putting the dog poo bags or, as I say, get that little roll thing that attaches to your lead so you can never forget them.
You know,
dog owners, I love walking my dog in the park. Dog owners, like, have this kind of camaraderie with each other.
They do, yeah, chat and, to each other always.
You know,
yeah.
We do, you know, because we're dog lovers and that unites us. I think if we could unite on this, and as I say, a little bit of peaceful vigilantism, I think we could actually really turn things around because it's vile and it can't go on the way it is.
We have texts from every corner of the country coming in, Katie.
My favourite beach where I swim.
Yeah. My favourite beach where I swim. Many people walk their dogs. Recently, people are leaving their dog poo bags in a bundle under the beach bylaw sign. Okay, they're leaving empty ones.
So we've got
sometimes
to
talk you see
about
full
this.
Ones leaving around.
Yes.
That's from Pauline Beglin in Waterford. So that's the kind of leaving the empty ones to tell people what to do. Sunday's Well in Cork is covered with dog poo. I have two small kids. I have to wash the buggy every time we go for a walk. My 4-year-old was crying going into town the other day as her new boots got destroyed. Zero tolerance.
Oh, Oliver, Sunday's Well is very posh. I'm very surprised about that.
Salt Hill Promenade is disgraceful. Owners just let their dogs off the leash to foul the walkways. And on and on it goes. It is literally everywhere. Greystones. Most dog owners pick up the dog's poop if someone is looking. But where do they dispose of it? How do those bags end up hanging in a tree or thrown into front gardens? That's in Greystones.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing we haven't talked about. The people who bag up there go to the effort of bagging it up. And then I think they're well-meaning. I think that they leave it on a stone or a rock or somewhere, meaning to take it on the way home and then forget it. And that is just as bad as leaving it. I mean, it's just, it's equally vile, isn't it? And I think people
go to the effort,
will be familiar.
That's extraordinary.
It's a familiar sight, isn't it? You know?
I saw someone leaving their dog poo on the beach in Barley Cove in West Cork. They look like the most perfect couple. I'm raging I didn't do something or tell them to cop on. That was on the Blue Flag Beach. How could they do it?
Shame those people. I mean, Cork is so beautiful. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but like we do live in a really picturesque place and it's so gross that it's being mired by dog doo.
Well, look, you have an army of people ready to join you and your dog poo.
There we go. Fellow vigilantes.
Poo police.
Unite.
/ poo vigilante at the moment. Thank you so much, Katie Harrington. Happy walking.
Thanks, Oliver.
Back after these.